There are two main factors which overproportionately impacted Swiss Re in 2018. Firstly, we experienced elevated large losses in our P&C segments, absorbing $3 billion in large claims. 2018 was the fourth highest year on Sigma records in terms of large loss burden for the insurance industry. The largest events for Swiss Re were the typhoons Jebi and Trami in Japan, hurricanes Michael and Florence, and the California wildfires in the U.S., as well as several large man-made losses in Europe and the Americas. The second factor is related to the underperformance of equity markets globally and the impact that had with the new U.S. GAAP accounting guidance on Swiss Re's results. An adverse pre-tax impact of almost $600 million. We were not subject to the same volatility in 2017, as the accounting change was only introduced last year. Bear in mind that our European peers are not subject to the same rules, making our results appear artificially more volatile. Looking at the performance of each of the business segments, we had a challenging 2018, but we remain optimistic about the outlook. The P&C Re results reflect the impact of $2.3 billion of estimated large claims. The adjusted combined ratio is slightly above the expectations we communicated for 2018, explained by a higher frequency of mid-sized Nat Cat losses, particularly in Europe and Asia. Note that our attritional loss ratio showed improvement in 2018, reflecting some of the achieved price improvements, which continued to earn through in 2019. We benefited from favorable prior year development and continued to be prudently reserved. On the January renewals, in the context of a tough market environment, we are very satisfied with the outcome achieved. We remain disciplined on lines of business with ongoing price pressure and found attractive opportunities to deploy capital, achieving volume growth of 19%. While the January renewals were dominated by non-loss affected regions, we improved the price quality by 1%. We expect further price improvements during the remainder of the year as more loss-affected Japanese and U.S. property businesses will be renewed. In the January renewals, we managed to grow our Nat Cat book substantially. The growth was driven by attractive opportunities in the U.S., where we deployed a significant amount of economic capital at an improved price quality. The premium growth in casualty was driven by a large U.S. SME transaction with a relatively short duration and low expected volatility. Our estimated combined ratio for 2019 improved to 98%, building on price improvements in 2018 and 2019, as well as the scale effects of strong volume growth. Life and health reinsurance continued to deliver solid results with a return on equity of 11.1%, in line with its over-the-cycle target range and confirming its track record for consistent performance. The business segment also saw strong net premiums earned and fee income growth of 7.1% in 2018. The growth was driven by large transactions, with Asia remaining a key contributor of future profitable growth for this business segment. Corporate Solutions performance in 2018 was disappointing in spite of the measures taken to address underperforming business due to the impact of large man-made and natural catastrophe losses, as well as significantly unfavorable prior year development. The negative reserve developments were largely related to late claims notifications, where magnitude and responsibility for the losses were only established in 2018. On the positive front, we achieved good growth in primary lead, allowing an improved operating expense margin. The business unit will continue with its portfolio pruning and focus on increasing productivity. In terms of pricing, overall improvements of 3% were achieved in CorSo's portfolio in 2018, with a positive momentum on rates expected to continue this year. While its U.S. GAAP performance remained subdued, Life Capital once again delivered exceptional gross cash generation in 2018. Overall, $2.5 billion were generated over the 2016 to 2018 period, relative to the target range of $2.3 to $2.5 billion for the same period. There were several noteworthy developments on the closed book side. MS&AD's equity stake increased from 15% to 25%, demonstrating their appreciation of ReAssure's strong franchise. And we continue to prepare for a potential ReAssure IPO in 2019, including the appointment of a new chairman and a new CEO. Meanwhile, both the group and individual primary life and health businesses continued their dynamic growth trajectory, expanding the group's access to attractive risk pools. IPTQ leveraged technology and onboarded 19 partners to date who can sell insurance using our customizable B2B2C digital platform, while Ellipse Life continued to grow at an accelerated pace, entering new geographies and generating over $400 million in top-line growth in its core businesses. As previously stated, the ambition is to continue growing these businesses dynamically. The group ROI reflects the impact of the change in U.S. GAAP accounting guidance. Excluding the impact, the ROI would have been 3.3%. The 3.9% ROI in 2017 was driven by net realized gains from sales of equity securities. Our fixed income portfolio is of high quality, with less than 5% non-investment grade instruments, approximately half the average amount held by our peers. We also had de minimis fixed income impairments, well below the typical default rate assumption, and reflecting the significant reduction in high yield exposure already executed in 2016. The group running yield has been remarkably stable over the past few years, with the expectation of a slight increase in 2019. We are pleased to propose a set of attractive capital management actions to the upcoming AGM. We are rebasing the regular dividend to 5.6 Swiss francs per share, representing a 12% increase. Again, this is based on the group's long-term economic earnings and sustainable capital generation. In addition, we propose to seek AGM authorization for a new share buyback program to be executed in two tranches. The first tranche of up to 1 billion Swiss francs is very similar to last year's and would commence at the discretion of the board shortly after the AGM. The second tranche, also up to 1 billion Swiss francs, would be launched at the discretion of the board and would be conditional on the 2019 development of the group's excess capital position. For example, a significant increase as a result of the successful reduction of Swiss Re's holding in ReAssure to below 50%.